Okay, we are all set. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Walston. Ms. Purvis, you may continue.
Sure. And so is this table relevant to this project?
Yes.
And what is the maximum height?
You actually have to go to footnote 33 because that footnote applies in this case, as indicated in the left-hand column of the table.
And when applying I'm sorry, it says except for height and density requirements. Perhaps I misunderstand the reading of that, but what does that mean to you?
Did you have to go to the Silverdale Design Standards chapter? Well, it's chapter 17700. Appendix C3 refers to the Silverdale Design Standards.
And so where it says, except for height and density requirements reflected in section 17.420.058. Does that-
Yeah, so I'll have to let the lawyers fight this one out. Silverdale Design Standards still apply, and there's very clear guidance in the Silverdale Design Standards, this 9.4.4 for these types of projects, that they have a 35-foot height limit.
Sure, and I'm not disputing that the design standards say that. What I was pointing out was that the table at 17.420.058, and then the reference footnote, you read that as being 35 feet in the code. You don't think that that except for height and density requirements applies?
That's right.
And what is it that you think that the exception means?
It's poorly written code, and so I can't begin to answer that question. The problem is I have to review both bodies, and there seems to be a conflict there. So if I were to only take the point you're making and I only take this table, then the height limit would be 55 feet. However, the design standards still apply. So there's a conflict there in the code. And I'll point out that on the applicant's elevation exhibit, they also notate their elevations as complying with that code, as much as they annotate the elevations. And I'll also point out that the early testimony from the land use planner suggests a height limit is 35 in that area as well.
So if you could, do you have the Silverdale design standards with you? Do you still have that available?
Let me see if I can get it open real quick here. Yes, I have it open.
And is there a provision on building heights in the Silverdale design standards?
Yes, 9.4.4.
Actually speaking, if you could look at page 5, 1.4.6.
Excuse me? 1.4?
1.4.6. It's on page 5 of the design standards.
Okay.
And how does that lend some clarity to which controls as to the building height?
No, it's not to me. It's because of the second sentence in each design district, the base maximum height will be shown. So as the maximum height may be allowed if, and all those other options where they allow additional height. But for me, I see in each design district, the base maximum height will be shown, and that's what is shown in 9.4.4.
Okay, I think that we've spent enough time on that one. I don't have any further questions.
Okay, is there any redirect?
Yeah, Mr. Adams, regardless of what the height limit is the issue here, what height they've proposed?
They've proposed about a 33-foot high structure.
Right.
But that's from the uphill side.
On the uphill side, right. So does any of that discussion about the zoning code and the design standards change any of your testimony about the perception of that height as seen from south of the subject property?
No.
All right. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Any further cross or are we?
I don't have any further.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Adams. I think, and then Mr. Bricklin, you have one more witness, correct?
We do, and it's Dr. Cook, and she'll unfortunately be the longest, and I know it's already 5:15, so I'm thinking we may need to regrettably go into another day. I'm not happy about that either, frankly, but I don't know what else we can do.
Do parties have a comment on that? We are at 5:13 right now.
I guess what would be the proposal as far as when that would happen and availability? I know that Ms. Zippel is, when we discussed availability earlier, had some limitations, and we've certainly given several days to this appeal. So I don't want to go into another day.
Mr. Bricklin, about how long do you think this will take?
30-40 minutes. That's the direct, you know.
And
I mean, I'm sure we'll be at it for an hour.
Yeah, I don't want to go that late. Go ahead.
What's our option? I mean, I'm not trying to extend this out, if there's a hearing day, you know, Monday, Tuesday next week, you know, it could be a very short delay. Is that an option?
Ms. Zippel, do you have any comment?
I would check with the clerk to see what's available too, because.
Ms. Walston, you do control the schedule.
Just with a quick glance, I don't know what tomorrow looks like for people. Are we looking at
a
few hours? Are we looking for?
I think
2 hours would be plenty. Probably don't even need that much.
And I am unavailable on Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday is not for sure.
So how about Tuesday? Could we do it Tuesday then?
For me, it would have to be in the afternoon. It could be in the morning.
Tuesday, maybe 2:30.
I will say I do have some availability in the afternoon on Monday.
Yeah, we don't need a huge.
But time. My preference would be that we just do it now. I mean, perhaps we could just go faster and get it done.
I don't know that we can go much past.
Yeah, I think we better just because it is getting we're past 5 and it will go to 6:30 probably. It sounds like let's just schedule 2 hours another day. If we can fit it in somewhere next week, that would be great. I heard Tuesday afternoon may be a possibility.
Ms. Cook just messaged that she's not available Tuesday afternoon, so okay. That won't work.
Ms. Purvis, did you say you have time Monday afternoon?
I do Monday afternoon. I'm kind of running into the same thing. I have something at 9 that could go late. Maybe after 2, like 2 to 4 or something like that, or 3 to 5 or something like that would be better for me to make sure that morning matter is over.
3 to 5. Should be
I could
fine.
Do 3 to 5.
And Ms. Cook, could you, or Dr., excuse me, Dr. Cook, could you, Monday anytime works for me, Dr. Cook. All right.
So, and what Monday about 3. Ms. Zippel?
Yes, I could do Monday at 3.
Okay. So we will block Monday 3 to 5. To continue this hearing for the last rebuttal witness, Dr. Cook. Is there anything else that we need to address before we adjourn today?
The only thing I was just gonna say, just because it might make it a little bit more efficient, is I understand, I don't wanna put more work on Ms. Molston, but if we'd got the exhibit list sometime between now and that hearing, we could perhaps between council just make sure we're all on the same page and get that taken care of so that all of our time.
I'm gonna aim for tomorrow. It might be towards the end of tomorrow, but I'm gonna try and get that out tomorrow so that we'll have that. It's not much time before Monday, but.
No, I think that will help.
The exhibits can't, I mean, it's probably more typical that exhibit lists go out after the hearing. So Ms. Walston, sure. We'll aim for that. But if not, that's not, can be resolved otherwise. So.
Madam Examiner, can I inquire what your thoughts are regarding closing, whether we're going to do that orally or in writing, or you don't want closings at all?
What are the party's thoughts on short written briefs?
Sure, that's.
I don't know that I necessarily need. I think I have a pretty good handle on the legal issues and the facts. Having the witnesses, I think, have been pretty clear as to what their positions are, and I think I understand the legal framework pretty well. But what are the party's thoughts on all of this?
I thought that we had discussed at the pre-hearing conference that we were going to do written closings, and I know that that's what Ms. Zippel and I had been anticipating.
That would be fine with me, Mr. Bricklin.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Okay, so we'll probably do that then, and we can work that out, I think, on Monday at the close. I guess to answer that question, no oral closing arguments, but we'll plan on written closing briefs.
All right.
Alrighty. Any other questions? Okay. Nope. We are continuing the hearing until Monday, November 23rd at 3:00 PM. And Ms. Walston, if you could post a new link and circulate a new link, if that's needed, sounds like it probably will be.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And I'll try and get that out first thing tomorrow too. We'll get it set up, or maybe even tonight, but maybe not.
No.
No. We're running kind of late.
No worries. As long as we all have the link before 3:00 on Monday, I think we'll be all right. So, all right. Thank you all. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Goodbye.